Country profile for the commitment to reducing inequality index, CRII. Veteran human rights activist and governance expert Nande Mwanajiti backs fight against corruption. In international news, polls open in Malawi's election as economic crisis grips country. In sports news, Zambia under 20 national women team off to Burundi for FIFA World Cup qualifier. Up front and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanda Mulenga. Norwegian Church Aid and Dunn Church Aid, NCA, DCA Zambia, in collaboration with Oxfam, Southern Africa and Save the Children Zambia, is tomorrow expected to present Zambia's country profile with a commitment to reducing inequality index, CRII 2025. The CRII 2025 is a flagship initiative which provides an independent assessment of how governments are addressing inequality through their policy choices, particularly in relation to taxation, social spending and labor rights. NCA NDCA Zambia Country Director Jonathan Liahoas says the Zambia CRII report is not just a scorecard, but a call to action as it reminds stakeholders that reducing inequality is central to achieving national development aspirations and to ensuring that no Zambian is left behind. The country director further explains that the report is also a tool for dialogue, helping government, civil society, development partners and private sector identify practical steps that can drive a fairer and more just society. NCA at DCA Zambia remains hopeful the 2025 index report will serve as both a mirror and a compass, reflecting where Zambia stands today and guiding the country towards policies that put people at the center of development. In another development, human rights activist and governance expert Nande Mwanajiti has underscored the importance of the fight against corruption in promoting good governance, stating that whether the exercise is genuine or politically motivated, the ultimate result is that those found guilty are convicted. Speaking on the Paratem Breakfast Show this morning, Mr. Mwanajiti justified that the arrests being made by law enforcement agencies are genuine as opposed to allegations suggesting that the apprehensions are being triggered by the head of state. Meanwhile, he has commended the investigative wings for their efforts in tackling corruption, but urged that more needs to be done. In the meantime, Mr. Mwanajiti highlighted the importance of Cyber Security Act, describing it as a critical tool in safeguarding citizens. He condemned individuals and stakeholders for criticizing the law.
Whether it's good or not, in the result is not the real. Whether it's wrong, if he is a convicted, he finds himself as a member of the society. Now, remember, these people are making no mistake. You are arrested by the law, not by any mistake of myself. Now, these people are saying that you tell them I'm sending them to jail. Oh, the law is a very long arm. It does not matter if you do wrong now or tomorrow or whatever, they will catch you. Paper trail has never been defeated. A law commanders, which is without even cleaning up, without even cleaning up, they can do better and more. They should get to a point where when somebody is about to do something, they realize that they are going to do it.
In another development, 16 individuals or related have been arrested in the Mwala District, Southern Province, in connection with the livestock theft syndicate. The group is alleged to have been involved in the illegal slaughter, deboning, and concealment of stolen cattle, including burying the remains. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Zain Shodaka confirmed the arrest, stating they followed the discovery of two farms used to process stolen animals. Mr. Daka explained that acting on intelligence, police officers conducted searches and recovered a significant number of cattle remains buried in over 15 pits across two farms. The farms are owned by Shepande Kalapula of Kawili Kaliji area, Chief Mukovela, and Mudilu Kalapula of Namisamu farming camp, both located in the Mwala district. Police estimated that approximately 130 herds of cattle were slaughtered, deboned, and the remains buried to conceal the crime. In a separate development, Ministry of Agriculture has disclosed that about 1 million small-scale farmers have so far benefited from the 360 Ulimi Okwana, a comprehensive national agriculture mechanization strategy, NAMS. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Zulu says the strategy aiming to promote efficiency, productivity and sustainability among small-scale farming practices in Zambia and is said to be revolutionary for the agriculture sector. Last year, government launched the 360 Ulimi Okwana, designed to mechanize 500,000 hectares of smallholder farmers' land by 2027 with the primary objective of enhancing food and nutrition security across the nation. The launch led to establishment of 6 regional mechanization centers of excellence in collaboration with the private sector and cooperating partners. Speaking on Parliament TV, Mr. Zulu underscored the importance of strategy in achieving the 10 million metric tons of maize target by 2031, as well as 1 million of wheat and 1 million of soybeans targets. He has since advised small-scale farmers to make use of the centers so as to enhance productivity.
You observed in the past 2 years, the president has never gone to any field to say, I'm launching the planting season for this year. To him and to us, there's no season anymore because we need to, you can access anything that you want to use for farming. And that's even in terms of mechanization. In terms of cost reflectiveness and having it cheaper, I think in the budget, the importation of equipment is already given that threshold where it's not as expensive as it was. And so I think it's up to the members of parliament to ensure that agriculture is actually subsidized to the level where an ordinary person is also able to access the equipment, like center pivots and everything else. And so, just to bring you to speed as well, that the past season when we started, given farmers that have benefited, I think about 1 million farmers have already benefited from going to access the services of the mechanization center. So we encourage our farmers in Kanchiria, in Chikankata, in Mazabuka, anywhere they are, that they should utilize those mechanization centers because they are set up in those places for them.
Meanwhile, a high-level delegation from the Ministry of Agriculture, the Zambia Agriculture Research Institute, ZARI, and the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, is in Lopula Province to assess the progress of the Center of Excellence for Rice Seed Production, currently under construction in Mansa. The delegation is being led by Acting Permanent Secretary for Administration in the Ministry of Agriculture, Lemi Kafuafua, and includes senior technical officers from ZARI and representatives from JICA. Yesterday, the team paid a courtesy call on Lopula Province Permanent Secretary Mrs. Prudence Chinamakangwa, who was represented by Acting Deputy Permanent Secretary Mr. Evans Sikabuba. Mr. Sikabuba highlighted rice as a strategic crop for Lopula, noting that Mansa, Lunga, Chifunavuli districts are among those provinces' key production areas. Mr. Sikabuba reaffirmed the provincial administration's commitment to the project, assuring active monitoring of its implementation. In international news, Tanzania's Electoral Commission on yesterday said it had disqualified opposition presidential candidate Luhaga Mpina for the second time. Mpina leads the Alliance for Change and Transparency, ACT, Wazalendo, the country's second largest opposition party. The Commission's move comes just a few days after Mpina successfully challenged a first decision in court to disqualify him. The court ruling had forced the Commission to approve Mpina's nomination, a decision now reversed. The ACT Wazalendo dismissed the disqualification as baseless and politically motivated. Bina's exclusion leads President Samia Suluhu Hassan, who came into power without being